The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us on The Breakfast Huddle. Well, markets are off to a good start this Tuesday. Opening numbers looking quite positive. So taking the cue from Wall Street, where we saw the S&P 500 hitting a new record high. So quite a bit of optimism building up with earnings doing okay. Some good news on the US-China trade front. And Brexit getting a flextension. To help us get the bigger picture, we've got Chris Brankin. He is the CEO of TD Ameritrade Singapore. Morning, Chris. How's your morning going so far?
Good morning. Great. It's nice after the long holiday weekend here in Singapore.
Nice long weekend, always good. Well, let's get your take on how things are setting up for the rest of the week. So we've got earnings season in the midst of it. We've been getting quite a few numbers, and it seems we are doing better than expected.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I think, look, the bar was set really low. But if you look at it, we're almost at the midway point, and 80% of the companies have beat on earnings per share and 64% beat on revenue. So you still hear a lot of concerns out there. And where I think that concern is on the guidance that they're kind of going forward. We have a little more than half of the companies that have come out with have given negative kind of guidance kind of going out into the next kind of quarters and into 2020. But I think what we're talking about, what you just brought up in terms of, you know, positive things we hear in the news, and that a lot of that is what is going to impact the earnings of the greater S&P 500 going further out into the year.
Yes, it just hit a record high overnight. So you're looking at a reading of 3,039 points. So it broke its old record set in July. And I'm just curious as well, there was all this talk about a recession, and we've heard almost 200 companies report so far. Only 32 of them, or rather the word recession has only appeared 32 times. What's your take on this?
Well, look, I think that recession has kind of come, you know, backed off the boiling point so far. And a lot of that to me is to do with the consumer. So you have about 3/4 of the U.S. GDP is made up of consumer spending. In fact, it's exactly about 70% of the U.S. GDP is consumer spending. We have a strong consumer in the U.S. We have a consumer that is relatively confident that they're going to remain employed. We have, you know, 50-year lows on unemployment. We have, you know, kind of stagnant wage growth, but if we see a little bit of pickup there, I think that's helpful to the overall economy if we actually see some real inflation kind of getting pumped out into the economy. So right now, it kind of, as the Fed keeps us on this expansionary kind of path, you know, we look to see that cut come up here, you know, later this week in terms of driving that expansionary U.S. economy going forward.
So we'll get to that cut in just a moment. Looking at the S&P 500, we've hit a new record high. We are in the midst of earnings season. You mentioned the bar's been set quite low. Is that enough to push things higher? And how much higher, especially with the rate cut coming up?
Look, I don't think that the overall, you know, what happens with U.S.-China is being priced in. Because if you look at the overall earnings in the S&P 500, something that is very interesting to me, companies that have greater than 50% of their revenue made from inside the United States, they're projected to have just a slightly negative 0.8 earnings growth going out into the remainder of the year, whereas their revenue growth is supposed to be positive 4.6%. For companies that have less than 50% of their business inside the United States, they have a projected negative 9.1 earnings growth and a negative 2% earnings growth. So a lot of that concern is in terms around the FX. Are we going to have capital expenditure around Europe, around U.S., China? And are we going to have that potential slowdown on demand that people are talking about? If we get some type of deal in terms of negotiations in U.S., China, if we get some type of clarity on what's going on in Brexit, I think we have the ability to have an uptick in demand that's going to hopefully push capital expenditures, which is going to be positive for not only the U.S. markets, but for global markets in general.
All right, we are chatting with Chris Brankin. He is the CEO of TD Ameritrade Singapore. Chris, we've been talking about the rate cut coming up, and we've seen two so far this year, so-called insurance cuts. And looking at how the U.S. economy is doing, it seems to be doing okay, and the consumer side is doing all right. Is there enough reason for another cut? And how much more do you expect?
Look, I think the cut this week is a foregone conclusion. And I say that just by looking out at the Fed funds futures, is we're pricing in about a 94 to 95% chance that we see a cut here in the next kind of 48 hours. Now, once we see that, you know, we're going to start to get some of the initial clues in terms of what's going on with jobs report later this week. We're going to see the U.S. PMI in terms of overall manufacturer spending, in terms of what's going on. That's going to help kind of give some ammo for the Fed to potentially pause or to continue to cut, you know, later in the year. But I think they are taking a more of a step back approach because there is already some dissension amongst the governors in terms of what they think the actual path is going forward. So I would be highly shocked if we didn't get a 25 basis point cut here in the next 48 hours. But I think we're going to reevaluate on the Fed going out because for us, in terms of what we see our customers at TD Ameritrade here in Singapore, is they are cautiously optimistic. And a lot of that kind of optimism is based around that they do think there's some of the negotiations, some of these deals are going to go forward. We see the earnings season is much better than anticipated. So there are reasons for our customers that have been net new buyers over the last 2 months.
Talking about the FOMC decision, we will be looking out very closely to see how divided they are on the guidance. Talking about what's happening at home for TD Ameritrade, Chris, it is getting more competitive. Even though we've been getting news about, you know, Charles Schwab leaving the scene, there seems to be other brokerages stepping up. We've got Interactive Brokers saying they might make a bigger move in Singapore. And you've got Ubroker from Australia coming in as well. And back in the US, there is this race to zero on commissions. How is this playing out for you in Singapore? Are you feeling extra heat?
Look, our landscape has been had some interesting changes over the last few months. What I would say is that our commissions are what our would we do as a business is not changing. We've always had this value proposition for our customers where we offer not only the ability to educate people for free. In fact, this year on National Day, we launched a brand new education center, which has hundreds of on-demand videos and articles that are in order to teach our customers not only about risk, but how to use our different trading platforms. We don't have custodial fees. We don't have all these additional fees that other brokers do have. From a U.S. exchange-traded products, our current rates are already significantly lower than every broker that offers people the ability to trade U.S. stocks, options, and futures. You did mention that there potentially might be some additional competition coming into the market here in the next kind of, you know, months and quarters. Yeah, that's something that, you know, we've anticipated for a while, but, you know, until that comes to fruition, you know, we'll keep on doing what we do best, and that's educating our customers in order and teaching them how to use our trading platforms to be a successful trader with U.S. exchange-traded products.
All right, Chris, with how things have been playing out in the past few years or months, what trends have you been noticing in terms of what people are trading? Are they moving more towards commodities, Bitcoin? Is that still playing out? And is there more action in the pound with all the volatility around Brexit?
Look, I would say our customers, you know, as I mentioned earlier, have been cautiously optimistic. And that's kind of across a number of different asset classes. So we have the 11 different asset classes in the S&P 500. We've seen most of our action around information technology, kind of the, you know, the wild card in that is terms of the energy sector. You know, so we've seen the WTI, you know, up over 20-25% for the year, but we've seen a lot of the large oil majors have been kind of, you know, haven't kept up with the price of the underlying oil price. In terms of overall commodities, oil has remained top of mind with our customers at TD Ameritrade, and there has been this added, you know, additional kind of heightened risk, I guess, around the terms of what's going on in the Middle East, more so than recently. And we have seen some price movement in terms of the underlying WTI. So there's something that our customers are paying close attention to in terms of TD Ameritrade Singapore. But cautiously optimistic, is, I guess, in terms of what we're looking at going out into the remainder of the year.
Okay, you have this, just to wrap things up, Chris, this new platform or feature called the IMX. What is this telling you about what investors are thinking about?
Yeah, this is great. So this is something we've had for a number of years now in the U.S., and we just launched recently here in Asia. So it's the IMX, which is the Investor Movement Index. So we actually have it across all of our customers around the globe, and we actually broke it out recently for our Asian customers as well. And what that does is it kind of shows trends and kind of breaks it down to a granular basis in terms of what we see our customers net new buying, net new selling, what trends we've had from month to month and from quarter to quarter. So we just launched the Asian IMX version, so we'll kind of fill in more of the details around that over the next kind of months and quarters. But what we've seen in terms of our U.S. and Asian customers have been fairly similar over the last kind of months and quarters. You know, kind of one of the major differences was we've seen our customers out here in Asia being net new buyers of Baidu and net sellers of JD.com. Like, other than that, we've seen a lot of similarities between the U.S. and our Asian customers, but we'll kind of have more of a picture of that going forward, and it's something that's really cool, and it's just basically at imx.tdameritrade.com.
All right, looks like we will have to get you back to talk about it when you get more data. All right, Chris Brankin, CEO of TD Ameritrade Singapore. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Chris.
Ryan, appreciate it. Thank you.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.